Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hey guys, today I want to talk about something that sounds too good to be true, and yet it is true, and this is a mind-blowing reality, and it's coming from Hebrews, and I have some other scriptures I want to talk to you about, but the fact that we can enter the Holy of Holies, we can enter the throne of grace, we can enter the realm of heaven, like right now. Like, this is something that we have access to as followers of Jesus because of Jesus being our high priest, because of Jesus and his blood poured out for his people, for his children, for his bride. We can now have access to God. I mean, this is like Peter. This is like straight gospel where it says, you know, Jesus, the righteous, suffered for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Like, Jesus wants to bring us to himself, to God, to experience him, to enjoy him, to love him, and to commune with him. And we can now enter the Holy of Holies. I mean, this is the place that the seraphim in Isaiah 6, they're crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." I mean, it's just mind-blowing. And I was like, okay, well, what are the implications of this? You know, where else in Hebrews does it talk about this? I've been meditating and thinking about this. If you keep going through Hebrews, you then jump over to, I was just in chapter 4, jump over to chapter 10 in Hebrews, and it says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have," 10:19, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great, great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." And so that the one exhortation or the one command, like, is in this passage, is talking about, like, let us draw near. Like, God wants us to draw near to him, and we can enter this heavenly realm, this the Holy of Holies. I mean, what privilege, what an amazing gift that God wants us in the throne room with him. He wants us praying and communing with him. And I don't know the full, I can't unpack all of what this will look like for everyone and for us, but if anything, it's an invitation to us that we can draw near to God. In James, it talks about draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And Ephesians 2, it talks about 4, "But God being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." So it says we've been raised up with him and seated with him. I mean, seated, past tense. Like, it's as if we are already there in the heavenly places. So how can that be when we're physically here? Well, think about God and his mind. God created time. He's outside of time. He's eternal. And it's as if in the mind of God, I mean, being outside of eternity, it's like we're already there. We're already in the heavenly places. We're already, it's like the work is done. Time, it's almost like the time is done and we're there. Because if God declares the end from the beginning, he's outside of that. Well, for him, it's one day as if 1,000 years. And so it's like we're there. And so it's almost just showing the victory that we already have, the in Christ, the reward, the eternal life and knowing Jesus. And so it's like we already have it. And I've been trying to wrap my head around this truth, this beautiful, wonderful, glorious truth that it's mind-boggling because, you know, when do we ever go up to someone and say, hey, like, let's go to the throne today. Let's go to the Holy of Holies today. And yet that's exactly what Jesus is inviting us to do. It's like, hey, I'm the high priest. I'm the mediator. I'm the access to God. We can now come. And it doesn't say come just, you know, with no assurance or no, it's like, no, come in confidence, come in full assurance. Like we're here, we're there. And if you keep going in Hebrews 12, it talks about 12:18. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and a darkness and a gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. We have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem. Like, we have access to that. And I want to just invite you guys and wanted to just show you that this beautiful truth that of what we have in Jesus, it is absolutely astounding. And man, I look at my own life and I definitely see, wow, I do not live in a way that this is. It's like I wish I believed this more often. I wish this was a greater reality in my life. And yet, if I'm honest, it's not. And yet, I just want to challenge and encourage both myself and you guys that are listening. Of like, look at this access that we have. Look that, like, we can access this heavenly realm, and come into God's presence and enjoy Him. And love him and commune with him, and to remind you guys too, like from Hebrews, like this is something that right after, you know, he says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises faithful. Consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Like, this reality should stir us up to love and good works, and then like this shouldn't keep us from meeting together. Like, we are to keep meeting together to stir each other up. So I mean, I look at COVID and everything that happened during that, and I'm like, wow, why did we stop meeting? Like, this, like, we need to keep meeting as the body, as the brothers and sisters, to stir each other up to love and good works, to enter the throne And then going back at and then even just thinking about faith. So in Hebrews it talks about without faith, it's impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And so how often do we come to Jesus expecting reward? And yet Hebrews is saying that part of what faith is, part of what faith does, is believing that one, he exists, that two, that he's going to reward those who seek him. How often do we believe that God's going to reward us when we seek him? Like, are we asking for that? Are we craving that? Say, God, like, I want to know you. And I want you to pour out your blessing and your favor on me, like that we get to enjoy him forever. You know, Psalm 16, one of my favorite verses, 11, is that you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so, just want to encourage you guys with that. And just something I've been meditating on recently and just thought was so powerful. And I feel like there's so much more that we could probably unpack and dive into as far as, you know, what that looks like practically. That's like a whole nother area. And I think it comes to just being in, mainly by being in the Word, by communing with God in prayer, by worshiping Jesus as the body on the Lord's Day. But also just realizing like we have access to God like all throughout the day. And we could enter his throne room and find mercy and help and grace. And so what a beautiful, wonderful gift that God has given us. So I'll leave you guys with that, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks.